Every so often on Last Chance Foods, we like to depart from the seasonal to explore some of our favorite topics in food. Today we're talking about something that is an essential part of many people's daily routines and the source of heated debates among its devotees, coffee. Here to dispel some of the myths about the best way to brew, store, and enjoy a cup of joe is Katie Cargiulo of Counterculture Coffee, a roaster with a coffee education center on West 26th Street. Welcome to WNYC, Katie.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
Coffee culture has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. There's all these gadgets and devices out there. Is one any better than the other? If you want to get a particular taste in your coffee, for example, if you like a really strong brew, should you go for the French press as opposed to a pour-over cone method?
Well, different methods will produce different results, and it's all about what you like the best. The French press specifically, as opposed to a pour-over method, doesn't involve a paper filter, so it won't filter out any of the oils or sediments in the coffee. So that'll result in more silky texture. But it's less about one particular brewing method being the best for a coffee and more about following basic brewing procedures with any brewing method that you use. There's a certain amount of coffee that you want to use if you're brewing with a specific amount of water. That's about 1.6 to 2 grams of coffee per every ounce of water that you use for brewing. And if you don't have a fancy scale at home, you can just use a tablespoon. A tablespoon is about 5 grams of coffee.
And why is that? Why is that ratio of coffee to water so important?
Well, it's all about the amount of dissolvable material. So what that water is actually going to be able to dissolve from the coffee grounds. If you use too much coffee, it won't dissolve enough flavor, and those cups of coffee will taste really sour and very papery. If you don't use enough coffee, it will dissolve too much flavor, and those cups of coffee will end up tasting very bitter.
Water temperature, very important. I understand that's the reason why so many home drip machines produce such a lackluster cup of coffee.
Yeah, flat cups of coffee, because they don't get the water hot enough to brew the coffee properly. So you want to use water that is about between 195 and 205 degrees. If you're making a cup of coffee at home, my general rule of thumb is to boil water, shut off the flame or the heating element, let the water settle down, and then brew the coffee with that water.
Storage.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that you store your coffee in the freezer and it will help preserve the flavor longer. Is that true?
No, not necessarily.
Darn, I have to take mine out of the freezer.
I like to think about coffee like I think about fresh bread. I only buy it in small quantities when I need it and try and use it within a couple of days because it really does get kind of stale and lose flavor afterwards. People do put bread in the freezer. The difference between bread and coffee in the freezer is that coffee takes on moisture really efficiently, and it will take on, you know, the fish that you have sitting in the freezer, that smell, and all of those other things in there as well.
Katie, I've been seeing a lot of on Yelp and food blogs about this Australian wave in coffee, the flat whites, the cortados. What do you see as the next big trend in coffee?
A lot of people are talking about seasonality in coffee.
Really? There's a season?
Yeah. So coffee in general is the fruit of a cherry, and those cherries ripen once a year after the coffee trees flower. And then it takes a couple of months to harvest all of the coffee cherries and process them and export them to the countries in which they're roasted. But in general, the coffee will taste the best within about 6 months of making it to the roastery. After 6 months, it starts to lose its acidity or its fruitiness and freshness and starts to take on more papery, woody tastes. So a lot of roasters are starting to sell coffee seasonally. Instead of having coffee all 12 months of the year, I always have an El Salvadorian coffee. They'll just have it for 6 months. The nice thing about coffee is that anywhere in the world, at some point in time, coffee's always being harvested.
Yay.
Yeah, so we're never going to run out.
Katie Cargiulo is an award-winning barista who works for Counterculture Coffee on West 26th Street. Thanks for coming in today, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more about coffee brewing methods, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.